piano d'anima. But it's in the ATC, out of the other people. No, the one I read, he talks about good hope.
Something went wrong there. I think that's the old order paper.
Which one do you have here? Anyway. It's a good old building here in front of me. Anyway, sorry that we're starting a bit late, 10 minutes after the time. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year. I take it that it's first time that we gathering. It's also blessed that we gathering in a joint fashion. We having in accordance with the note here, agenda item, that only talks about a briefing by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Forestry, sorry, Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries on the new organogram of the department. Welcome, Minister, and welcome, Deputy Minister, and welcome, Acting Director General and your team, and most importantly, welcome members of Parliament, both in the National Assembly and also in the NCOP, and also welcome our fellow important media people. We need to respect you so as to write correct things and progressive things about what we do as Parliament. Otherwise, if you don't do that, you know, I'm just pulling one of your legs. Anyway, we're not going to take much time, save for this one item, which will then engage us for a greater part of the day. The issues have been out in the media, and I hope that the Minister and the Deputy Minister will clarify on a number of these issues. Without waste of time, together with the co-chair here, Ms. Kuzana from the NCOP, will take the proceedings forward. Minister, the floor is yours, and then we take it from there. Thank you.
Thank you to the two chairpersons, the Deputy Minister, the Honourable Members of the Portfolio Committee, and the NCOP. I would firstly like to introduce to you the acting DG now of the department, who is Mr. Peter Tabeta. The post has been advertised. You may have seen that the post has been advertised. That is why we are serious to complete the organogram. But we thought that before we take the organogram to the DPSA, that we do consult with you and request your input, so that you do not respond to the organogram retrospectively once it's already been passed, but that you respond to the organogram before it goes to the DPSA. Mr. Richard Seleke has been to committees already, but he's the person who's going to do the presentation. I'll just ask Mr. Richard Seleke to stand so that you can be introduced formally to him as well. The team has worked on the organogram, but I'd like to point out that the organogram is not cast in stone, and that we await your inputs, but that we thought that we should give you a presentation instead of just handing the document to you, so that you could get an idea of the thinking behind the organogram. I know we all hard pushed for time because there's still a sitting this afternoon, but thank you to allowing us this meeting so early in the year. Once we have, just to discuss processes, once we have received your inputs and adjusted the organogram accordingly, we'll also go to the unions. So NIAU, FAU, Agri South Africa, TAU, NAFU, they'll all see the organogram before it goes to the DPSA. So obviously, the final organogram may not be what we all expected, but the final organogram will again be brought back to the portfolio committees and the select committees. I do not believe that we must come and debate something which is cast in stone, which you cannot change in any case. So it's for this reason that I seek your wise counsel. The organogram includes forestry and fishery, and because the Minister for Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries did not have powers and functions for the totality of the fisheries mandate, the fisheries aspect of the organogram still poses as a challenge. We have also included in your package, even if it was late today, the explanatory notes and the entire proclamation which was signed by the Deputy President, who was then the Acting President at the time. Now, the proclamation has explanatory notes, and the note 3.3 says to you that there will be further negotiations between these stakeholders. Now, this further negotiations was supposed to be highlighted in terms of what would be the process all the way forward. Instead, the media picked up on the proclamation as it is, but it was our understanding that the proclamation as it was signed was to ensure that the budget of fisheries was transferred to the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. Now, this is a move from where we only had aquaculture and mariculture to about 80% of MCM coming to agriculture, forestry and fisheries. And it's that further 20% that is perceived by Nature Conservation and Water Affairs as being a conservation function, but which we are arguing as agriculture is an economic function, because you can understand, members, if we decide to give fishing quotas for a particular area and conservation decides that it's a proclaimed area or protected area, it means that at the end of the day we still won't be able to have any influence or say in the total allowable catch. So those areas are still being debated, but the legal advisor to the President has assured us that a team of experts will be set up to discuss the last 20% of the function of fisheries. And I think we then should make sure that our voices are also heard. I'm not saying what you have to say to the President's legal advisor, but they are going to receive inputs. And I think that it would be important that these two bodies, these essential bodies of Parliament, actually do presentations, and that we also get our constituencies to do presentations to the Presidency. And that even if those presentations or submissions come to my office through the office of Mr. Faisal Daniels, we'll also make sure that the Presidency does receive those submissions. So I am also appealing to members that we don't have a communication through the media, but that we rather voice our opinions or our perspectives to the body, which will be the team, the consultative team that will be there through the legal team or the legal advisors of the president. We have also indicated to our SOEs that they need to now link their plans, and we need to link our plans to the 12 outcomes as stipulated by the Cabinet Lakotla and accepted by Cabinet. Now, our proposal is that if another body doesn't take these two esteemed committees through the 12 outcomes, that we do be allowed an opportunity to have a workshop with the committees on those 12 outcomes. Thank you very much. Of the Cabinet. We are proposing that you do give us a suitable date which will suit your diary, if you so agree that we do a workshop with you on those outcomes. We have already taken some of our consultations to the provinces. The consultations have been done to the provinces, and we also now are engaging the SOEs with these kind of developments. I'm not going to talk any further. I'm going to hand over immediately back to you, Chair, because I'm not chairing the meeting. But as an introduction, I'd like to say that, and then I'm happy if you could take back the meeting as Chair, and then we are ready to do the presentation, Chair.
Thanks, Minister. In fact, it is my meeting. Deputy Minister, you want to have a word or two? I guess without a waste of time, shall hold on all of those questions and comments, and then allow the team to present to us the new organogram. Thank you. Sorry, Chairperson, I received the various slides, the hard copy, and in it there's reference made to various sections of two acts, the Marine Living Resources Act, regulations thereto, as well as the Sea Fisheries Act. And we I don't think all of us have the acts before us, so that we know exactly what these various sections provide for. If that could be made available. I've taken note of that, Mr. Abram. Let's listen to the team first, and then we'll come back to that issue. I just want to place on record that it does put us at a disadvantage.
Can I conclude? Sorry, don't be on a rush. It may mean that because of the depth of some of these sections of this act, that we may not conclude today on this issue. But that's the implication, because frankly, you also need to understand and have an in-depth knowledge of what this various acts that are very relevant to what we are supposed to be doing. But the point I want to raise is, let us allow the team to go through the whole presentation. I don't have a copy myself. I've made note, as I said, of that particular issue. It's actually, is this what you're reading on this page, on this proclamation? Same. We'll allow them to go through. Okay. Thanks.
Well, let me acknowledge the chairpersons, Honorable Minister and Deputy Minister, and the MPs. I think my minister went in depth in explaining the issues around the components of fishery and forestry. And the earlier part of this presentation is intended to cover those aspects. And another thing that I'm noting, it looks like we have a problem with the IT system. So I would urge members then to refer to the attached documents, because then the presentation would be outlined here. If you allow, I should then read through the presentation and talk through it from here. Yeah. The background has been detailed earlier in the introduction by Minister, and the position as is, the part that I would probably then talk to is how these two components influence the reconstruction of the structure. And ideally, another point to note then is the birth of the new department, which is from agriculture then to agriculture, forestry and fisheries department. And the work that has been undertaken then in putting together a macro structure was quite intensive, where all the involved senior officials in the department were consulted thoroughly. They made intensive input. The industry have made intensive inputs. And furthermore, the work that further influenced what we have put together here is the outcomes as outlined by the presidency as to how government will then refocus its effort towards maximizing in terms of service delivery. I'll then quickly try and take you through to the slide number 8. In that slide, then, we are trying to outline the strategic focus areas of the new department. Key to the challenges that are facing this department is issues around financing. To say, how then do we put together an organization that would allow us to can renew our effort in terms of funding mechanisms, ensuring that we engage in negotiations with the land bank, IDC, commercial banks, and in totality those that are involved in this area, and ensuring that all this is consolidated to try and make finance available for the farming community, both farmers in the agriculture, in the forestry, and in the fishery sectors. But over and above that, to ensure that the microfinancing institution in rural areas are also strengthened. The second area there is sustainable use of natural resource management. And the intent is to develop and implement a strategy for sectoral decent green jobs, with an attempt of ensuring that the generation of food security and also sustainable rural and peri-urban and urban areas. The third focus area becomes the strengthening and the implementation of human resources development strategies. For the last 3 years, we've been talking about scarce skills in agriculture is a limiting factor in terms of our performance. And in this particular case, we have then said that how then are we going to ensure that we put together a comprehensive scale skills development program by harnessing from the international partners, local institutions, to specifically ensure that then areas such as the fishery science technicians, the veterinary sciences, microbiologists, food technologists, agroeconomists are developed over a 3 to 5 year target. As part of the outcome areas, we are expected to contribute by and large in job creation or employment generation programs. And the structure also attempts to ensure that then this area is heavily improved upon. By ensuring that partnerships, development programs are put in place, because employment can only be achieved through partnerships with the private sector. They are the employers. But these partnerships then will strengthen our ability in ensuring that jobs are created in the market. And key to this success is intensification of cooperative development programs, especially rural cooperatives, that would then assist in the disbursement of credit, distribution of inputs. You're talking there seeds, fertilizers, agrochemicals. Areas such as the facilitation of storage, processing and distribution, also marketing, is key. And part of which also is implement, such as your tractors and all other necessary implements. Infrastructure development, we have also identified it as an important area that requires focus. We anticipate that through fencing and all other on-farm infrastructure development programs, we are likely then to generate jobs. But over and above that, ensuring that integration of marginal economic activities into sectoral development zones are achieved, and also issues around access to markets, because on-farm infrastructure is extremely limited in rural areas. Another important area, which probably Minister has worked hard ever since he joined the department, is the issue around enhancing intra-Africa trade and overall increase in productivity. We have certain level of success, and the intention here is to expand as much as possible in this area by strengthening the capacity through negotiate market access, ensuring that our foreign representatives that are placed across the world, we ensure that then they are refocused to identify markets and facilitate access. And the most important one then, affordability of food and export expansion, ensuring that we increase on the existing production capacities, and especially the fallow land in the former Bantustan areas and all those areas are put back to production. And that area will be given serious attention. And lastly, the implementation of human resources development programs, specifically then for the beneficiaries. In this case, we might be talking to farmer skilling programs, such as training, ensuring that the colleges of agriculture are put into maximum productive capacity. Also ensuring that there's retraining of extension officers and also, but in this case we're not focusing only in extension within the context of agriculture, but both forestry and the fishery sectors. And the next page then takes us to the organogram, as the draft organogram of the department.
Yes, madam.
I'm not satisfied about the presentation because, you know, we don't have the S with us. We are not making a proper follow-up on what is being presented here. And Chairperson, to me, it looks like it's a fruitless exercise that we are taking right now. We should have been having the X and the structure that he's having in front of him. There's a colorful structure in front of him, and we don't have those copies.
I do have an organogram that I have here. Where was the folder?
Chairperson, I'm told that within the folder, the structure is at the back.
In other words, the copies that we distributed yesterday afternoon are not the same as this that we are having now. The one problem here that we have is that this, and I must actually infer, I was supposed to have apologized. I see your hand, madam. I must indicate that I was supposed to have apologized. The committee secretary received this presentation on Friday last week, only to have been distributed yesterday afternoon. I take ownership of that responsibility, that it is a matter that internally we'll have to deal with. It's a major problem. It's not happening first time, it's not happening second time. We get disorganized in committee sessions precisely because documentation is distributed late or in a meeting situation, which does not allow us time to go through and understand so that we intelligently ask the relevant questions. Now, another issue here, Minister, is that ideally we were supposed to have had those relevant or related acts with us so that we're also able to interact with those so that we get a broader picture of what the relevant acts are saying, so that we will not only receive, you know, a quotation and begin to say, out of that legislation, Sea Fisheries Act, only specific sections are being taken on board, so that we get a sense as to what the entire Act says, so that we are able to really intelligently engage with the issues, not only having to get this one part. Now these are some of the issues that we're confronted with. Now, what I would want us to do, without really engaging in a long debate on this matter, notwithstanding all those challenges, I want us to continue listening to Richard Seleke and conclude on the presentation and get a sense as to how best to move forward. And that's what I would, given all these challenges that we have outlined, I would imagine a number of us still were going to raise further issues of concern. Let us give Richard Seleke an opportunity, Minister. He finishes off his presentation, and then we engage with the presentation thereafter. Chair?
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. No, I wanted to clarify something, that the NSOP members received this document today here in the House. They didn't receive any documents.
As I said, notwithstanding all those challenges, let us allow the presenter to continue and then come back.
Mr. Chair, please. Do not take a unilateral decision. The decision should be from this city, not you. You cannot come and disadvantage us like this. And I'm telling you, this is not the first time this thing happens. I would like you to be part of this city and, you know, do something that is going to satisfy this city. We cannot go on, you know, with bits and pieces of information and then what's next? We don't know. But what I'm saying is that please do not take a decision for us. Let us debate the matter and see whether it is fruitful for us to continue this meeting in this situation. Thank you.
Minister, you want to say something?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think this time I need to take full responsibility for laws. Number one, it was my understanding that when members enter into a portfolio committee, that they do have copies of the laws that govern that portfolio committee. That was my understanding. Now, it seems as if members do not have a full copy of all the laws under the jurisdiction of agriculture, forestry and fisheries. Because there's a number of laws. It's not only the laws which we are mentioning here. All the laws which govern agriculture, forestry and fisheries should have been with all the members right from the start. Now, if all those laws are not with you right from the start, then I will have to make sure that you do get copies of all the laws. The only ones that are mentioned here of the laws which pertain are specific to the proclamation. But the organogram is based on a number of laws, which is about 30 laws which govern agriculture, forestry and fisheries. There's more than 30 laws which govern us. And those laws are which have determined this organogram. So what we need to do, and we have such a compilation, it takes us more than a day to copy all the laws in agriculture. But we do have such a compilation. It's about two or three folders full. And I think for the members to understand what it is we are dealing with, we can make those three folders available to you. We can certainly, but it takes more than a day to copy that folder and to print it out. That's what I know. But I think it's not only the organogram, but each member, as you sit in the committee, we must familiarize ourselves with the acts, because quite soon we are going to review all those acts. There will be an upgrading because we have about 14 acts which predates 1994. So there are still acts of 1935 that governs agriculture. There's still acts of 1934. So all those acts need to be reviewed and updated. That is why the organogram upgrades even legal services to have that function to review acts. Now, Chairperson, we are not asking the committee to rubber stamp. When I introduced the organogram, I specifically said that this is a process. We will come back to you and come back to you until we are all satisfied that this is the organogram that is going to deliver agriculture. It is not only the acts that members need to have in front of them. It's also the 12 outcomes or key priorities that have been agreed upon by government. Now those 12 outcomes, it's clear that the members also haven't been briefed on those 12 outcomes. That is a document which is on the website of the presidency. And all these acts are on government's website. But if members do not have access to the 12 outcomes, and members do not have access to all the acts which govern agriculture, forestry and fisheries, we will provide it for you. Because it's very difficult for a committee to do oversight if you don't know what the laws are that govern agriculture, forestry and fisheries. Thanks, Chair.
Sorry, madam, I saw your hand up. Are you still okay? Hello, sorry.
I see that we're not supposed to rubber stamp this, but as far as I'm concerned, this kicks in a few days. It's now the 16th, and this is the 1st of March, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to see how many days do we have left to go through all this.
Thank you, Chairperson. Minister, you need to understand that we are not undermining you or whoever is here. You need to understand some of the things that we don't understand. In last week, Mail and Guardian, and in yesterday's Cape Times, there are these issues that are raised around fishery and whatever, and we don't understand what is going on. And for us to understand the organogram, we need to be clarified on what is on paper, the halabaloo that is on paper, what Nihau is saying, what Dr. So-and-so said, the letter that was written by the DDG of Environmental Affairs to say she's not approving the speed and all that. We need to be explained around all those issues before dealing with the organogram so that we can be able to absorb the organogram, because right now I don't understand what is being presented here with all those question marks behind my understanding. You know, that's what I want as a minister to be explained before dealing thoroughly with the organogram. We're not against the organogram, but we want to be clarified on what is taking place. Thank you very much.
Okay, can I propose the following? Not at all. No. I will never do that. Can I propose the following? That given all the challenges that we have now, as we speak, the fact that we do not have those related laws that talk sea fisheries and marine living resources and those, that also the fact that we have just literally received this documentation and presentation, that we suspend presentation. We be given that opportunity wherein we are allowed to go through those relevant or related laws on one hand. On the other hand, we go through the presentations themselves. We educate ourselves so that as and when we meet, I would propose next week on the 23rd that at least by that time we shall have had even our own internal discussions as we come through that session. Now, as we're moving, you know, forward with these processes, I was asking the minister one person as to what becomes, again, on the very issues that Mama Buddha is raising, what becomes a role of a member of parliament when it comes to these issues? Whether 80% of fisheries come to or 100% comes to the Department of Agriculture, Forestry. What becomes the role of a member of parliament, let alone the organogram, but those nitty-gritties that deal with the very issues that are in the media? We also receive, you know, mail from some of the staff from MCM, you know, going through a number of internal issues. You don't want to raise those issues here, but you might wish to get an official version for us to be able to go forward and respond and interact with that official version. Otherwise, if we are going to be listening, Mama, you know, from everybody out there, we shall listen forever, and the issues will be raised forever. For as long as they are not official, it brings a bit of an issue. And to a point where we are able to say, here is a proclamation, because there's been a lot of talk in the past, whether it is absolutely coming, or it is coming in bits, or it is coming in full. Dr. Maiki is now being shifted to another division, and so on and so forth. All a lot of things have been happening. And my attitude has always been, until it is official, like any proclamation, then you begin to interact. Otherwise, they are forever going to be out there, those issues. Now, my simple proposal is that we adjourn on these issues, we don't continue, we allow the department or our parliamentary staff here to circulate in good time those acts, and also we engage ourselves in these processes in preparation for that session wherein we come back again to get a proper, what you call, presentation. Minister?
Thank you, Chairperson. I accept that, and it's precisely because I don't want to bring a finished product to the committee. Nowhere in the process does it say that we must bring the organogram to the committee. DPFA simply says, hand over the organogram to us. And I said, I refuse to hand over the organogram until I have brought it to the committee. DPFA says we must bring it to you after they have seen it. I said, no, I will not give it to DPFA until you have seen it. And I will stay by that commitment. I will stay by the process which I said. I will first engage the portfolio committee and stakeholders before I give it to DPFA. And you have my commitment on that. It is not the organogram that comes into law. The organogram does not come into law on the 1st of March. Not the organogram. The organogram must still go to DPSA. It is the proclamation that comes into law. Now, I asked the legal advisor of the president, how does communication take place with a proclamation that is a presidential proclamation? And she, the advocate of the president, assured me that they are responsible for the communication of proclamations which are signed by the president. The proclamation was developed by the presidency and signed by the presidency. It is not a proclamation which comes from the ministry. Now, when something is published in the Government Gazette, we no longer, as a department, have control over what is published in the Government Gazette. What is published in the Government Gazette through the presidency is the control of the presidency. If members want us to submit documentation which is published in the Government Gazette, two members will do that as well. It was also my understanding that it is the committee administration which gives you copies of the Government Gazette. This proclamation was gazetted in at the end of January. And by now, I thought that members already had copies of the Government Gazette. If we have to provide committee members with copies of the Government Gazette, we'll do so timeously. It is also now my clear understanding that members did not get copies of the Government Gazette. So if that is the case, we'll also provide you regularly with copies of the Government Gazette. Thank you, Chair.
Sorry, your name again?
Dutoy.
Mr. Dutoy, sorry about that.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like, if it's possible, when we look at this organizational structure, for us to really do in a short while a meaningful contribution to this, Minister, I would say that there's an old saying, form follows function. Here we have the form, but we're not certain about the functions. I'm certain that the department would be able to assign to all these blocks a function very shortly, like the executive summary. I see that they've been nicely numbered here, 16, 17, 18, and so forth. If we could have a page or two on each of them, just depicting what is the function, what would be the function of that block, and then in brackets or so forth, give us the act that is pertaining to that function. So that would be very, very good for us to do preliminary study on this. Then we can focus our questions and our time where we think there's a problem or where we are uncertain. Those are things that we agree with in our judgment, I think, would then be out of the way. So this suggestion of mine will put work on the table of the department, but it will really speed up the process, and I think as far as oversight is concerned, then we've done our job.
Ms. Sabra?
Chairperson, what I would like to ask is, since we have I think at least about a dozen officials who have come all the way from Pretoria, including legal advisors. If they could perhaps tell us, I mean, when they compiled this document, these slides, they must have studied these various sections. If they could perhaps just advise us, what is the import of these various sections? And a specific question, whether the department to which these sections are now being, the functions are now being transferred, whether the department will have authority, on the one hand, to control, have scientific studies done, the resources that are in the waters, in the sea specifically, and whether those resources can be harvested, do we have sufficient resources? to harvest. For example, abalone. Is there a study that you are taking over from the previous department? If we have the right to also control the resources in the sea, that to me is very important. I may just add, Chair, I'm doing this in a very friendly way. I feel that in future, when the department brings a presentation, that presentation, Chair, must not just contain good intentions. I mean, for the department to come all the way here and come and tell us that they will develop new funding options and models means nothing to me, means nothing to the total community. Tell us what sort of models are required and what are you going to do that kind of model is available. For us to be told, Chair, that they will intensify a cooperative development program to establish viable and sustainable rural cooperatives. In 10 years on the Agricultural Committee, Chair, I've heard this year in and year out. And the struggle still continues on the ground. The people still suffer. So, Chair, what we would like is that these are the identified problems. And this is what is going wrong. And this is what we propose should be done. And if we do that, these will be the possible outcomes. So, Chair, I would like to know what is the legal import of all these sections that are being transferred, and whether the department, this department now to whom this has been transferred, in terms of the proclamation, will, for example, be able to provide poor fisher folk dotted all around our coast to get permits to at least a catch for subsistence purpose, and that sort of thing. Whether those things will be possible. That we at least have clarity in our mind, Chair, that these are the practical things that can be done, that the department will have the authority to do. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, seriously, I have a serious problem, not with the members. I have a serious problem with your administration.
He sent a document
spelling out exactly that. And I made sure that all your documents were emailed to your administration. I made sure that the email went through. When the chairperson told me yesterday the documents weren't sent through, I went to check.
We'll come back to that. That's our own administrative issues that we'll have to deal with, unfortunately. As I said earlier on, they are not happening first time, not second time. That clearly indicates a big problem.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I first want to appreciate the fact that for the decision taken by this committee, because you know that I'm coming from a constituency which depends 90% on this department. I could not, with all the respect of the minister, understand the difference between the cut-off date of the proclamation, which is 1st March, which is dealing with the core function of this department. Our role as MPs is to play an oversight role over the executive. And if you can't play that role informed, it's not going to be effective. Because the beneficiaries in this case is indeed those ordinary people on the ground. My understanding, Minister, is that the implementation date of the proclamation is on the 1st. And there is still space for submissions. The submissions which is going to be submitted, is they going to influence, still have a space of influencing the decision. So my view is that we must really, the minister emphasizes the fact that we must not communicate via media, but use these kind of committees to communicate to each other. But if we are disadvantaged in the committee, then the minister open a space for us to speak to you direct via the media. So I'm saying that, taking in consideration what you raise, but we need to be armed with the information, because the community is asking us. Community is reading papers and raise their voice in the papers. And as a member of this parliament, I need to defend also the position of the parliament outside, but I can't defend it when relevant issues is raised in the fishing communities. Thank you.
I think without really having to belabor on the issues themselves, I think we're going to find ourselves on a sort of thin borderline of engaging in discussion. What is very clear is that we are postponing this discussion until next week on the 23rd, if that is agreeable with all of us. NCOP is having its own program.
We're having an oversight chair on that day, so that week.
What is very clear is that our research team is not providing us with the necessary support. And also what is very clear when it comes to the Government Gazette and constantly following up what is going on out there as it relates to this committee. What is also very clear is that documents that are being sent through, they do not reach us in good time through the committee secretariat. As a result, we are finding ourselves in the situation where we are disadvantaged. On those grounds, I am proposing that we reschedule this presentation, but the question is, if we are agreed, of course, for when. NCOP has a program, an outreach program next week. And then we simply need to indicate as to when exactly can we reschedule for. Mama Wood, I saw your hand up.
My apology, I just want to ask the minister a short, very small question, but to me, it means a lot. Minister, because of this halabaloo that is on the paper, I want to ask you to say, how clean is the slate that you are getting? Are you sure that the slate that is being given to you is 100% clean? And if that slate is not clean, I think you need to get a forensic audit. Because there's no way that there can be fights in the paper, fighting for a clean slate. The slate, I'm sure, it's, I don't know how to put it. To say there's no smoke without fire. So make sure that you receive a clean slate. Because years to come, 2-3 years to come, that slate will be your baby, your responsibility, and you have to account for the dirty slate that you received. Thank you.
Mr. Apple?
Chair, I have put a suggestion on the table for us to be given a bit of information while the officials are here. I haven't heard anybody objecting to it. I will be pleased if it can be entertained, because it will empower us and equip us. And the people out there, Chair, are waiting to hear whether this department will be able to consider permits or not. Consider. I don't say granting, consider.
Mr. Rutan?
Thank you, Chairperson. To my request, I want to add that the budget of this, under the Director General, we should have a distribution of the budget to these slides. That's very important. If we don't have it, then we're really heading for trouble. And it's true what the other member said about the clean slate. The fact is that I've come from Skopa, and we've just went through the whole abalone story. And I can assure you that you are going to get a can of worms. And that's why I talk about the budget. The coastal management and the surveillance and compliance, I see the little blocks here. I'm not certain what's meant by it on slide number 26. But if you don't have the budget for that, Madam Minister, you are going to have serious problems. It's all going to explode in your face in the next COPA meeting a year from now.
Maybe just before we respond to some of the comments made, I thought also as we were deliberating, we'll also get some suggestions as to when do you want to reschedule. Mahmoud?
Chairperson, I would like to recommend that we first have maybe 2-3 hours sort of workshop on this act, and I don't know how to, but you'll have to think about it. And Madam, I'm lobbying other members whether they will agree for a short workshop on some of these things. I don't know.
Okay, can I hear from members from the NCOP on the likely date, notwithstanding the point raised by Mama Bosa?
Yeah, actually, Chair, I'm going to speak on what
date.
Yeah, she said that the suggestion there. Earlier when I had my hand up and when you ignored me, I was also thinking around a sort of a workshop like she has now suggested.
For when?
That before anything we need something like that so that we are more or less clear, we grasp what is taking place. So that was actually going to be. So I support what she has said. Thank you very much.
Can we talk about the date? When are we able to be together?
Yes, and just listen to the Chairperson, how you listen to the...
Chairperson, while you're looking for a date, I agree that we reschedule the meeting. I agree that you do need a workshop. That is why I proposed in my input that we must take you through the outputs, the performance indicators, because that determines our mandate, our new mandate. And I think the members must be brought on board on our new mandate. The documents, the explanatory document was an attachment. If your administration couldn't open up the attachments, they saying to me they couldn't open up the attachments, the explanation which the Honourable Member is asking for. It was an attachment which we emailed through. Now if your administration has a problem with technology, we will send them hard copies because I went yesterday to make sure that the attachments were there. The budget was an attachment. It's a 40-page attachment, which I made sure yesterday was an attachment. So it's clear that your administration has a problem if they can't open up documents and the documents are too big for them to open. They can inform me directly, and we'll then send them hard copies to photocopy because it's clear they can't open up. Their documents are too big and they can't open it up. So documents must be cleared out. And again, I'll take personal responsibility for. Yesterday I went to check. I personally went to check that your documents were sent to you. The inputs, this is where we need to be very clear. We have given our inputs to the presidency. The inputs which you are giving on fisheries, you must give to the presidency. Now it's clear that the presidency didn't ask you for inputs. The inputs which you are giving now is exactly the inputs which we have given the presidency. We gave inputs to the presidency. The officials gave inputs to the presidency. Environmental affairs gave inputs to the presidency. And environmental affairs officials gave input to the presidency. Out of those inputs which the presidency received, the proclamation was developed by the presidency. So I am asking, that is why I asked you when I gave my input or my introduction, that you please use the opportunity the presidency is giving in the explanatory notes, clause 3.3 of the explanatory notes, asks us now to give inputs. And I'm asking this committee to please give inputs to the presidency. And that will strengthen exactly our views or the views that you have. I'm asking the members to seriously give inputs to the presidency. Thank you, Chair.
Members, we have a challenge when it comes to having one common date. Just having been consulting with the chair from the NCOP, we do not have any other day earlier than the 9th of March. To an extent, I was even proposing that perhaps we take the 8th of March, which is on a Monday, which may then have to take us the whole day. But what we are talking about here is having to have a whole day session, wherein we go through a workshop on some of the pertinent legislation that are related to what we are dealing with, and also at the end having to engage head-on with the actual presentation itself, informed by such a process of a workshop. Mindful of the fact that that day is constituent day, which we may have to ask for a special permit for us to be able to make use of that day. Because if we do take the 9th, which is on a Tuesday, by the time it is 12 o'clock, everybody is rushing for lunch and going to the house for plenary and so on and so forth. So that's why I'm proposing the 8th of March. NCOP is out on an outreach program next week and week after. Are we fine with the 8th? We're all fine with the 8th. Okay. So it means we'll then have to go, we'll have to do it first thing in the morning, which effectively is going to be a whole day session. 9:30 maybe best, yeah. We start at 9:30. Okay. And Mr. Acting DG and Mr. Sileke, there were specific questions before we round up that were raised, and some of the concerns raised. May you, within 5 minutes, perhaps entertain some of those.
Yeah, thank you, Minister. Thank you, Chair. If I may respond to the question on the information, we will make sure that we package all the documentation with the acts, inclusive of agriculture, forestry and fisheries. So the whole documentation will be put together and be submitted by next week. It's quite a huge, it's going to be big files that we're going to make sure that they are here. And then also make sure that the rest of the documentation you have indicated, we also make provide. We want to assure that they will be provided. Thanks.
There were specific questions about whether or not permits are going to reside here or not, or consideration of permits will emanate out of here in the department or not, given the fact that the division on MCM is now shifting over to the department.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. With effect from the date of the enaction of the proclamation, the department will be responsible for those functions that are proclaimed to have been transferred, which include, according to our understanding of the proclamation, that the permits with that effect will be issued by this department. After that date. Thank you, Chair.
I think we've come to a close of our session, unfortunately. Of course, there are a number of questions that we must still engage on with the department. Next week, Maria, just remind us quickly about the program.
The draft program of the committee still needs to be adopted, but on the very draft program, there is a meeting next week, Tuesday, on the 23rd of February, from 2 until 5 in the afternoon. That will be on the Government Gazette. There's a matter that is tabled to the committee on the 26th of the 1st with regard to National Forestry Act regulations. We have requested the department's availability with regard to that.
What is that specific point?
National Forestry Act regulation, the information I will forward on to members.
Okay, I think that mainly refers to the National Assembly program. We're having the department briefing us on that part of the program next week. So we can only do it in the afternoon. We cannot do it earlier. That's only Tuesday. What is happening early on? Anyway, that's the program, members, for National Assembly. Ms. Abra?
Sorry, Chair, I just want to place on the record that I am not happy with the responses given by the department. I asked inter alia whether we will have control over research in the sea, whether that will come to us. I asked whether they would give us a short synopsis of the effect of the various clauses that are being transferred over to agriculture. We hear nothing. Now, I want to remind the department, Chair, that in future, we will hold you to account. I'm not prepared to accept that the people that sent us here must not be given any information. When we go back into our constituencies, people want to know what's happening. And you are not giving us the information. I mean, yeah, we have such a lot of time still available, and all we hear is that, yes, permits will be issued by us. Yes, we'll make available the documentation. Mr. Acting DG, that is not good enough, and I want you to know it, and the officials to know it. Thank you, sir.
Now the other challenge that we have, Mr. Abram, is that we are not having an efficient administration to a point where some of this information is meant to be coming through our administration. Unfortunately, that has not been the case. Now, why don't we hold on to some of those pertinent questions that relate to the detail of the presentation to a point where when we go through those laws being given to us, we are able to do a lot of reading, and part of that will be preparing us for that workshop, wherein the department, acting DG, and the department officials have certainly made, taken note or notes on a number of these issues raised, both comments and also questions. And trusting that when we get together on the 8th, at least because it is also going to be a full day session, that we are going to emerge out of that session, all of us as members, satisfied with the responses and having had a clear way forward as to where we are headed. Mama Buza?
Chairperson, we haven't, as a committee of agriculture, adopted the committee's program. And we haven't, as this committee, adopted last year committee minutes. We haven't done that. And I think, though I don't see it in any of the strategy meetings, the deadline is either we meet the deadline this week or we have overskipped the deadline. So can we have a day for adoption of the program, the minutes, and other issues? Thank you.
I thought Maria was going to say that three items that are, in fact, were meant to have been dealt with last week. It's the minutes, it's the program, it is also the report on our recent oversight. We'll all deal with those issues next week. I thought Maria was going to elaborate on that particular issue. Members, I think Minister, Deputy Minister, Acting DG, thanks for your time. We are certainly on a learning curve, unfortunately on a very bumpy one. Unfortunately, it's taking this long, which therefore means that we certainly have to do business unusual this time around, referring to our administration. I think we should bring our session to a close, Kocha, if there is no other thing else.
No, thank you, Sir Person. I don't think there's anything to say. I'd just also say myself to thank you to the minister and about this communication breakdown with the information. So I think next time our committee secretaries will do better. Thank you, sir.
The meeting is in attend. Thanks.